Approved by a vote of 377-46, it's the latest effort by Democrats to place Congress on record regarding President Bush's military strategy in Iraq while not trying to force his hand. The product of lengthy negotiations, the measure requires the president, in coordination with his secretaries of state and defense and the military joint chiefs of staff, to develop what it calls a comprehensive strategy to redeploy U.S. forces from Iraq. After having President Bush veto a bill earlier this year that tried to link war funding to a timetable for withdrawal, House Democrats introduced a measure that would mark a renewal of pressure on the president while striking a bipartisan tone. With the legislation, says House Armed Services Committee Chairman Ike Skelton, Congress simply states that it wants to see planning from here on in that it has not seen from the Bush administration in the past.
It requires that the planning the Pentagon is doing for redeployment from Iraq be shared with Congress, as it should.
Congressman Neil Abercrombie is a Hawaii Democrat and one of the co-sponsors of the legislation.
Democrats alone, cannot bring this to an end. It requires us all to work together.
In the final vote, only 16 Republicans voted against the measure. 30 Democrats opposed it, including some of the most outspoken anti-war critics in the party. Phil English, a Pennsylvania Republican, says it's time Americans heard Congress speak with one voice on legislation dealing with Iraq.
The American people need to know that their representatives are trying to seek out the best policy to protect American interests overseas and reduce our footprint in that troubled country. The Iraqi government needs to know that the U.S. Congress is not prepared for our nation to carry the burden of defending Iraq's security indefinitely, and that that must become an Iraqi undertaking.
Despite the bipartisan vote, Democrats and Republicans remain very much in conflict over how to proceed with legislation to fund military operations. House Appropriations Chairman David Obie intends to stall the president's supplemental war funding request of nearly $190 billion, possibly until next February or March.
I have absolutely no intention of reporting out of committee anytime this session any such request that simply serves to continue the status quo.
Obie says he remains open to negotiations with the White House on language that could move the supplemental request forward. Democrats appear to be focusing, meanwhile, on an effort to provide short-term funding to sustain military operations as part of the regular budget measure for the Pentagon. Republican Senate Leader Mitch McConnell voiced concern Tuesday about troop funding in a meeting with reporters, saying the Senate will not postpone action on the matter until next year. Dan Robinson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.